Thank you so very, very much. So we have a video to show you this morning that was made by Alyssa and Jacob for our moms on Mother's Day. They made this last Sunday, so whatever kids were at church last Sunday are in this video. And you'll enjoy this. You'll enjoy. I'm gonna turn the lights down.
Trudy.
Liz.
Liz.
Jessica.
Aunt Shell.
Aunt Shell. Is what he said.
47. I
don't
know. He
hasn't
told me yet.
3, 5, 6, 6. I can't remember.
Brown.
Brown. Wow.
Brown.
I guess 6 feet.
20
what?
Feet? 6 feet.
I don't know. Oh.
Short.
Mexican.
Chinese.
Spaghetti.
Burger.
I don't know.
He likes all the foods.
All of the foods.
Do your chores.
Do your chores. Everyone loves you.
I love you.
Don't touch that. That she loves me.
I can't remember.
When I do my chores.
Which we don't bother her. To obey her?
I'm not sure.
Bothering me.
When we go to Frontier City.
Do you want her to say?
I don't do my chores.
When Dexter yells.
When we don't obey her.
Not
loving me.
When my dad comes home late.
We never get sad.
Take care of me.
Because she's funny.
Because she took care of me, she adopted me, she gives me food.
She's funny.
Yeah, she cuddles me.
Because she's awesome.
Sometimes being mom's hard. Sometimes being dad's hard, but it's not about me today. Message, mom first. It's what today should be. Today should be mom first. Where you want to go eat? Mom first. Who orders first? Mom. Who gets served first? Mom. Anything else that happens first? Mom. Who gets to go to bed first? Mom. And mom said, amen. Amen. We really, I honestly want to honor you and thank you for being moms. I learned a long time ago that just because maybe you're not a mom doesn't mean you haven't or won't ever serve that purpose. One of my one of the ladies that I love dearly was never had the opportunity to be a mom. But man, she was an awesome lady, is an awesome lady, and has mothered many in her own ways. So aunts, moms, grandmas, whatever your role is, thank you. Thank you. We love you. World's a better place because of you. Moms are often the first. They're the first to clean up the mess. They're the first to clean the house. They're the first to do so many things because that's just what moms do. The first to do that and the first to do this. And the first in many of our lives, they were the first to do a lot of things for us, with us, whatever. So we're going to go through a few things this morning. A few ladies in the Bible who were the first to do certain things. And the first thing I want to remind you is that mom is often the first one to ever believe in us. Sometimes too much, but they're the first one to believe in us. And this was true with Mary and Jesus. John chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus says, "What do you want me to do about it? Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come." His mother says, looking at the servants, "Whatever he says to do, you do." Now, I know this was Jesus. I know this was Mary. And I know many of us would look at this relationship in this moment and say, well, of course she believed in Jesus. He was Jesus. But she was the only one that knew he was Jesus. And how many times has mom been the one that believed in you the absolute most when nobody else would? Encouraging you, telling you, you can do this. Telling you you're smart enough, telling you you're good enough, telling you that you can do so many more things than you maybe even think that you can. When you think that you can't, mom thinks that you can. Mom usually knows that you can. And so she encourages you, she lifts you up, she tells you how awesome you are and how good you are and how proud she is of you. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be some of your first drawings that you ever did. And what does mom do? She doesn't say, flip it around like, what in the world is that? She says, oh, it's so beautiful. And puts it on the refrigerator. And people come over and say, what is that? And she'll say, oh, that's my little Picasso. Believing in you before you even know you need someone to believe in you. I like this story because you can just hear the confidence in Mary when she looks at the servants and says, whatever my son says to do, you do. as if he was the boss, as if it was his wedding, as if he was the one that paid for everything, as if he was the one that they should be listening to. It doesn't matter if you just started the job. Many of you, your mom thinks you should already be the boss. Already is trying to tell you and encourage you. Sometimes, you know, even when she shouldn't, sometimes mom encourages you because she loves you that much. I hear that. I see that in this story of Jesus and Mary. Obviously, it's a little different circumstance because Mary knew something about Jesus that nobody else knew. But can I tell you, mom does the same thing for you. The second story that I want to relate to you is a little different than the first story. Because, mom, have you ever messed up as mom? Or do I have the perfect moms in here? Like, perfect moms never yelled, never screamed, never... No, okay, can I make you feel better about your momness today? I'm going to make you feel better, okay? All right, let's go. Luke chapter 2. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents were unaware of it. But supposed him to be in the caravan and went a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives. A day's journey before they even start looking for little Jesus. Next verse. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. Then, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. So I don't know how you count, but that sounds like Jesus was missing for 4 days. And it took him a whole day to figure out he wasn't even there. It's high quality parenting right there. A full day before somebody said, "Hey, where's Jesus?" A day. How long did your kid get out of your sight before you were like, "Hey, where are they at?" Like 35 seconds? Like, I swear, I think moms can smell when their kid's missing. Like, they could have all of their kids there, and there could be 20 of them. And I swear a mom could go, "Hey, where's Johnny? Where'd he go?" Like, there's one missing. It amazes me how moms can keep track of all of their kids, no matter how many there are. But there's just something about them that can do that. I don't know what was wrong with Mary. Something must have been really wrong with Mary because she went 24 hours before she even realized, "Oh, hey, Jesus isn't here." And then 3 more days to find him. How hard is it to retrace your steps? They'd only been gone a day from Jerusalem before they found him 4 days later. My goodness, these people are terrible investigators. My mom was way better at this than they were. My mom knew before I got home from doing whatever it was I was doing. You know, I could walk in the door and mom would be like, "Where you been?" "Yeah, that's a loaded question. I don't want to answer that one." "Well, where do you think I've been?" "Well, what do you know?" You know, I used to do that to Josh. I more had to do it to Josh than I did to Jacob. He'd get in the truck and I would say, "So, you want to tell me? Or you just want me to guess? I didn't know anything. I was just messing with him. But he would confess. Things would just come flying out of his mouth. And he's like, but I, you know, it was that kid's fault. And he did that. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Who told you? You did. I was probably mean and I probably shouldn't have done that. But I found out a lot of information at times. I just, Mom, you're not perfect. But nobody expects you to be. It's okay. Because there's always tomorrow. God's mercies are new every day. Right? Take hold of those mercies today. Okay, you messed up yesterday. That's what tomorrow's for. Right? Your kid loves you. Absolutely, no question. Even when they say they don't, they still do. Even when they throw a fit, even when they say some terrible things to you, don't let it affect you. Always be mom. And they will always love you. And you're better than Mary was. Okay? You're better than she was. 4 days. Who does that? 4 days. Mom's often the first one to ever pray for you. 1 Samuel chapter 1. She greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord, and wept bitterly. She made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come to his head. It amazes me. This is Hannah, who is just a tremendous story of an amazing mom who prayed so hard and so diligently to even be a mom. Just to have the opportunity to be a mom. That was what she wanted more than anything else. And guys, most of us will never know what that feels like. We'll never know what it's like to just want to be a parent. I wanted kids. I wanted to be a dad. I wanted those things, but I didn't want it like Tammy wanted it. And I didn't want it as deeply as she did. I can remember from the time that we really got serious about talking about marriage, that one of the things that she wanted more than anything was just to be a mom. And it was so ingrained in her that she couldn't get away from it. And she was never going to feel that total fulfillment in her life until she became a mom. And I think that's where Hannah was as well. Where she just said, Lord, this is what I want more than anything in the world. And as a man, I'll never understand that. But I'm grateful that that is ingrained in so many women. That what they want more than anything is to be a mom. And so much so that even those that never get that opportunity mother in ways that they never got to with their own child. They will care for, they will nurture, they will bless. Ladies, we are better as a church and as people because of the way you love, and because of the way you nurture, and because of your heart. Thank you for that desire, because I can promise you, childbirth, if it were for men to do, there'd be a ton of only children. We would never go through that twice. Ever. Ever. But something in you ladies, like you forget about it. It wasn't that bad. I was in the room. I'm just going to tell you. It was that and then some. Okay? Lots of only children if it was left up to us guys. Bless Jesus. Carol, I think it was Carol Burnett's description of childbirth is probably my favorite, where she said, if you want to know what the pain of childbirth is like, take your bottom lip and pull it over your head, and then you'll get an idea of what childbirth feels like. Yeah. What? Elizabeth said something, I just didn't hear it. Yeah? Yeah? You remember it? Try to forget it. I would have tried to forget it. I mean, I'm telling you, we would have one child. Jacob would be an only child if it had been up to me. Like, if I had experienced that pain, nope. Mm-mm. Yeah? That's what I understand. Alex, the only one without pain. Just been a pain since then. Very normal. Mom was the... Okay, I wish I could tell you, moms, you were the first one to know your kid, but you weren't. My Bible says that the Lord knew you when you were yet in your mother's womb. He knew you before mom did, but mom was next in line. Luke 1, 41 through 44. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is... What version did I choose here? Whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? I got to do better when I put the verses in the Lord. And whence? What is whence? What does... And when? Is that what that means? Whence. When I think whence, I go, that's what a whence is to me. Next verse. Is that the last verse? Oh, there was one more. 44, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. You changed, thank you, Jesus. Okay, praise the Lord. Elizabeth carrying John was the first one to feel him move and kick and spin and turn. And elbow and stretch and have hiccups. Some of y'all know what that felt like. Right? Elizabeth was the first one to feel that. Mary was the first one to feel that with John. You ladies were the first one to know your child before anybody else knew. Mom's first. Mom knows things about you that others don't know. Maybe an imperfection or a flaw that you were born with. Josh has one that there's just a few people in the world that know about Josh's. He's got another one too because Josh broke his arm when he was little. And he was like a year and a half old. And when they went to the doctor, they x-rayed it. It was broken. We were great parents because we went the whole weekend before we took him to the doctor. Found out it was broken. It's high quality parenting. I know. It's fine. And when he called the orthopedic surgeon, said, hey, what do? We put in a cast or what? He said, is he still using it? He said, yeah. He said, then don't do anything. And he said, the only thing you'll know is that when he gets older, that arm will be a little bit longer than the other one. And nobody will know but you and his tailor and Hosanna Church now. And when he got fitted for his suit, the tailor said, this arm's a little bit longer. And we said, well, this one time, he either jumped or fell off of his toy box That's what I think too, but he broke his arm. He's a boy. Always was. Always will be. You know, Mom, for many of us, was our first love. Mom, you remember those little tiny kisses, those little tiny hugs. Some of you are still getting those. Some of us wish we could get those again, although I'm not a mom. Mom's the one that you run to when you're little and you get scared. She's the one you run to when you get hurt. Mom's kisses used to heal. Remember those times? A scrape, a bump, a bruise. I believe, moms, you were designed perfectly for what you are and what you do. And that I am blessed to watch you be moms, to watch you nurture, to watch you instruct and encourage, to watch you bless your children, to watch you bless your nieces and nephews, to watch you bless people who aren't, kids who aren't even yours. Can I tell you, this morning, one of the great, like, I just can't even express to you the joy it brings to my heart. Hosea's waiting for grandma to come in. And she's not his grandma. But he couldn't care less. That's grandma. And he's waiting for her this morning. And she shows up and he's just like, okay, let's go. You're here, I'm here, what are we waiting for? And just goes to the nursery. Why? Because there's mom there. It's there. I don't care if you ever birthed a child or not. There's a mom there in that heart. It doesn't matter. See? We have a heavenly father, and God gave us earthly moms. Gave us earthly dads too, for many of us. I just want to, as your pastor, thank you and honor you and tell you that I could not do enough, give enough thanks to all of you ladies. Why'd we do yesterday? Because we love you and thank you. Why did I buy you flowers? Because I love you and I thank you. And because there's more than enough ladies. I mean, more than every lady can have at least two or three. Because there are moms that you know that need the encouragement and the blessing. And I want them to know. They may never step foot in the doors of this church, and I couldn't care any less. Because they need to know that they're loved. Because some days, just being mom's tough. Because you've heard, mom, 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 mom. I can remember Tammy saying, that's it, I'm changing my name. I'm not mom anymore. But what I know is that she would never change that name. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Commandment. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Sons and daughters, hear that. Some days, that was a verse to be used. The Bible says, honor your father and mother that you may live. It's the commandment with a promise. To honor them. I don't think it stops there. Hoseas. Like, I think of that and I think, honor grandmother. Right? I just think that. Honor them. Honor them. And I'll tell you something else about this verse one of these days. But not today, because I want to focus on you, Mom. Because you deserve it. We honor you. Yes, church is about Jesus, but I believe that the Lord gave us moms. In fact, in Genesis it said it wasn't good for man to be alone. So he made a helper, a helpmate, however you want to phrase that. You were made for man, and man was made for you, and you were made to reproduce life and to mother and to nurture. And it's what you're made to do, but we're blessed that you do it. Thank you. I personally sent out multiple messages this morning to women in my life who were a mother in some ways to me. I've got a mom, I've got a stepmom that I sometimes jokingly call stepmonster, but jokingly. I had friends' moms who took care of me when I was younger. I have the most amazing mother-in-law in the world who has been like mom 1A to me. Could not have been treated any better if she had given birth to me. Like, not saying we always saw eye to eye, but she always treated me like I was her child. Always has. Yeah. So, we're going to do something. Men, I'm going to challenge you to help me with this. And I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. And I don't care. I'm just going to tell you, I don't care. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. So, gentlemen, we're going to embarrass every lady in this place this morning. Because we're going to honor you, ladies. And the best way I know to do it, I've already given you flowers, so I won't hear about it, okay? When you get mad at me for what I'm about to do, just say, oh, but he gave me flowers, okay? Gentlemen, stand, please. I don't care if your mom's here, or your sister's here, or your aunt's here. If you can look at one of the ladies in this place and say, you know what? She is amazing, and I'm so glad she's here. And I'm so glad she's a part of this church. Could we do something really small? I mean, it's not that hard, okay? And I think this is good practice for us. Because we're too quiet sometimes in this church, and it drives me a little crazy. We need to practice this, okay? It's super simple. You have two hands. You slap them together, okay? Just in case you don't know how to clap, you just take them and you slap them together. We're getting better here. Yes, Lord, okay? So ladies, we honor you and we love you and we thank you. And if you get mad at me, I just don't care. I love you too much to care. Thank you. Let's give them a hand, gentlemen. Ready? Let's go. Some of you hate this, and I love it. When it's hard, when it wasn't easy, when you felt unappreciated, thank you. Thank you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Yeah, do it. Yes, Lord. That's right. Yes, Lord. There's too many times I needed a mom and one would show up. And there's too many times that you've gone and without, and you've gone without to make sure that your child or your family had. Thank you. I can't do enough to give you my thanks. I can't do enough. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She's been on my mind a lot for the last week. A lot. Because she mommed my wife and mentored her. Lita never had a child. But she sure helped raise my wife in spiritual things. Mentored her. See, we're not the same church without you, ladies. We're not. And yes, church is about Jesus. But my Bible says give honor where honor is due. And so today I made this message about you. Because as your pastor, I love you. And I'm grateful for you all. So, make sure there's not a lady that walks out of this place without at least one flower. Gentlemen, please. Whether it's your mom, your wife, your friend, I don't care. Make sure no lady leaves this place without a flower. And there's a girl or two across the street maybe that could use one as well. So those of you that are going to go pick up your kids, could somebody take one and give one to Alyssa? Thank you. Yeah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for moms being first. The first one that we knew we loved, the first one that knew love, we knew loved us, the first one that encouraged us and blessed us, the first one that cared about us the way no other human has, the one that saw us and sees us in ways no one else does. So, Father, I pray that you bless the ladies of this church, that they would leave today knowing that they're cared for, cared about, loved, and cherished. That, Father, we would honor them today, not just with words, but with actions. That we would embrace them, that we would pour out love upon them in every way we can possibly think about, knowing that it's still probably not enough, but we do what we can, Lord. So we thank you for creating moms, for creating ladies for us to help us and to make us better. To be the blessings that they are. So we honor them today. Lord, we thank you for you're the creator of all things. And it was your idea from the get-go for us. So we give you thanks, Lord. We pray that you would add your blessing upon this day, upon this message, and upon every lady in this building, Lord. keep us, protect us, lead us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.